Good morning, and praise the Lord. God is good, and He's good all the time. Our meditation this morning is taken from the King James Version, Acts, the 14th chapter, the 17th verse. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. During this time of sheltering in place, what are we doing to pass the time? Perhaps we are tackling that to-do list that's hanging on the fridge with those cute magnets that you picked up at the gas station last summer. Maybe you taped a list to your bed or bathroom mirror as a daily reminder of things that need to be done. How about that notepad that you kept next to the bed to jot down those little reminders that come to you in the wee hours of the night? Question. On any of those lists, did we add, take some time for the Lord? Take some extra time for the Lord, that is. I know in the course of our day, we tend to get caught up trying to clear that list, and it seems to get longer each day. That's normal. But do we take time, some extra time for the Lord? Do you know He has given us this extra time to us in His own way? Did we even consider it? Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. He has given us a season to make some adjustments in the use of our time. He has given us a season of extra time. What do we do with it? We could take some extra time to reflect on His goodness, a little more time to give Him thanks for His mercies, more time to get closer to Him and spend more quality time with our families, whether they are near or far, even encouraging them to join us in our prayer time and time of meditation. Those that are serving the Lord are not the only ones that have extra time. He has given us all a season of grace, an opportunity to spend more time with our Heavenly Father, talking to Him, reading His Word, sharing Him with others as we give our views and assessments of various situations, praying to Him, and giving Him thanks for all that He does. This can be a very important time in our development and growth. Take full advantage of it. Our life and the lives of others will be blessed and better for it. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we give you thanks for all you do. We thank you, Father, for the mercies that you grant us each day, allowing us to arise, taking in the breath of life, clothed in our right mind, able to do for ourselves, Father, able to even do for others, able to give you, open our mouths and give you thanks. We thank you, Father, for even living in a place where, in a country where we can worship you in spirit and truth anytime, anywhere we choose. We thank you for that opportunity and the placement, Father, because it was of your design that we are here in this place. And in this country. We ask you, Father, to remember our first responders and their families. We pray for them, Father, for their courage, their steadfastness. We pray for their families, for their courage, and their patience, and everything that they do to comfort their parents or their loved one as they are unable to be with them on a day-to-day basis. We pray for our healthcare workers and their families. They too are on the front lines, and they put their lives on the line every day, Father, and we thank you for their sacrifice. And we thank their families. We pray, Lord, that you will keep their families encouraged and keep them comforted as their family members go to serve the needs of those that are in need of their services and their skills. We ask you, Father, to remember our leaders and give them wisdom as they give us instructions on the best practices to stay safe and healthy. Remember, Father, those under the care of the great physician and those that assist them as well. We pray, Lord, especially for the city of Minneapolis. Help them to protest without destruction. We pray, Lord, for those families affected by that act of violence. Comfort them in their loss and give them wisdom in their actions, Father, and in their choice of words and the things that they do, Father. Pray, Lord, for all involved in the city and even across the nation, Father, that are rising up to show their displeasure with what happened in that city. But we pray, Lord, that the violence and the destructive nature that is trying to rear up its ugly head will be put under the Lord, under your heel, so that it will not cause the destruction that many may tend to try to make happen. Pray, Lord, for our church family and keep them all safe and healthy, Father. We pray, Lord, that you keep your hedge of protection around each one of us as we go about our daily task and as we meet the needs of our family members as well, dear Lord. We thank you for this church family as it unites each week together virtually. We thank you for the technology that is provided so we can still have our services. We thank you, Father, for our pastor. We thank you for her intuitiveness and leadership that helps us to stay in touch with one another and to keep one another encouraged. We thank you, Father, for her gifts that you've bestowed upon her to lead us, Father, and to guide us and teach us. We thank you for the words that you place in her mouth that fills our ears and fills our cups for the week. Words that we can look back on and use to get us through various challenges that we're facing. We thank you for her, Father. We pray, Lord, that you continue to encourage, that you continue to strengthen, that you continue to restore her, Father, for all the energy that she expends in her service for you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come to you and place these requests and these words of thanksgiving at your feet. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us and all that you're going to do and all that you have done. And we will forever give your name the praise and all the glory for all that you do. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed week, saints. God loves you, and so do I.